It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Linda Regan.
Good morning. My guest today via computer is Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. President Smart, I was interested in interviewing you for Making Democracy Work after I heard your Engaging the Community interviewed on KSMU in February. In that interview, you discussed the university's goal to champion diversity and to be a leading voice against racism in the community. So I hope we have some time to discuss both on and off campus efforts the university is undertaking towards this goal. I wanted to start by circling back to last June. Some Missouri State students of color publicly shared personal experiences they deemed racist, and they even developed a hashtag #BlackAtMoState to encourage more students to share their own concerns. After learning of these adverse student experiences, what did Missouri State do to address them?
Yeah, good morning, Linda. Let me give a little context to that, and then I'm happy to answer that question. You know, we do climate surveys at the University of students every 2 to 3 years, and certainly many of our students of color have good experiences at the university and report same. Unfortunately, as is typical in, frankly, most predominantly white universities, we did learn of negative experiences that some of our students had through Black at Mo State. There were, unfortunately, hashtags Black at K-State, Black at Mizzou, Black at UR. So unfortunately, we're a part of an issue that we have to address. And so, you know, we learned of specific issues through that, like a student reported it was challenging and she was discouraged from applying from graduate school. And we immediately began addressing that particular issue within the college that was affected. But otherwise, it was more climate kinds of things, right? That I didn't feel welcome, that people said nasty things to me occasionally. And so, you know, a part of what we've done is we've taken our whole academic and administrative leadership team through our Facing Racism Institute so that everyone has a sense of what people of color often are managing through. Programming becomes important, workshops for students and faculty, public statements of support from university leadership, you know, mentoring programs for both students and faculty of color. And so lots of things that we're working on with the goal is that everyone that works or goes to school here feels equally welcomed and accepted. And it, you know, it's a long-term strategy. It's not an overnight fix, just like every institution I hope in America is dealing with this kind of issue.
So around that same time, some social media posts surfaced from two students who were planning to attend Missouri State this past fall, and those posts were pretty quickly deemed racist and offensive. Remind us how the university reacted when you learned of these posts.
We are a public university, and so the First Amendment is in play for us. It's not in play for private universities. And so, you know, we reached out to these students and had conversations with them about what they had said and how it could impact others and how that could be taken. Ultimately, each of those students decided not to attend the university last fall. But really, for a 17, 18-year-old student, my philosophy, no matter their color, is often is a time for grace and not to say, well, because of one inappropriate statement, they should never go to college. That seems wrong. There's an opportunity for all of us to grow. I'm certainly not the same person I was 10 years ago when I started this job. And so I don't know where those students are now. They did not start at the university, but I certainly hope they are working towards getting an education, because it is through getting an education that our ideas and our values and character, I think, is shaped. And we certainly don't want to throw people away because they said something inappropriate when they were in high school.
So one more question kind of related to this past summer. When these issues were being discussed on campus, you tweeted, "Our past efforts aren't enough. Our work is not complete." What are some of the things the university is now doing to step up its efforts towards that?
Yeah, you know, we continue to work to recruit and retain faculty, staff, and students of color. And we have had some success at that. We began a faculty mentoring program for the first time this last year. Judith Martinez leads that, and it has been very successful. It's not enough to recruit faculty of color to the university if they leave within a year or two or three. We want them to be here and make their careers here and be successful here. And we think this kind of program will help with that. You know, there's nothing our students need more than to see role models, to see people that look like them in the classroom, in important positions. You know, over this last year, the Student African-American Brotherhood has relocated to Springfield. That's a national organization that helps particularly young men of color be successful in college. And we announced yesterday, in fact, a new scholarship for students that are involved in high school in that organization. And so, you know, it's about student support, and it continues to be about creating a welcoming environment for people of all backgrounds to work and study at the university.
So you mentioned the program Facing Racism, that I think after reading a little bit, I understand Missouri State manages. Many people, myself included, have participated in a poverty simulation, which is kind of a firsthand experience to understand the challenges that living in poverty present. Can you tell us a little more about Facing Racism? Is this a similar firsthand experience program, and who participates in it?
Yeah, so the Chamber of Commerce in Springfield 10 to 12 years ago began a Facing Racism training for business and community leaders in Springfield. That transitioned over to the university 4 or 5 years ago. And so I think 400 to 500 community leaders have gone through that. We took our whole academic and administrative leadership team through it, our entire coaching staff. The entire faculty at the West Plains campus has gone through it. And it is similar, I think, Linda, to that. It helps develop kind of an understanding, hopefully an empathy for people of color and the obstacles they have to work through and overcome to be successful in predominantly white institutions. There are role-playing and exercises and readings and conversation over a 2-day period. You know, I know a lot about this work. And when I went through it this fall, I learned lots of things that I didn't know. And it gave me a better, fuller perspective on what students of color have to work through to be successful at the university. And so we do continue to, I think the next, there are going to be sessions available around our diversity conference in April. The United Way is working with our team to take police officers as well as not-for-profit leaders through this kind of training this month. And so I do think it's important that people appreciate people, different people with different backgrounds and experiences have different obstacles to overcome in life.
Perhaps we can do a part two on this important issue down the road. I feel like there's a lot more you could tell us related to Missouri State's efforts. So for now, thank you for being on our program today. My guest today has been Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.